This is Cave Scott Allen of OTCO.com.
This is Kevin Dente.
This is John Galloway.
This is Scott Kuhn from LazyCoder.com.
Hello and welcome to Herding Code. This is a very special 100th show episode. Tonight we have a very special guest in honor of this occasion, Queen Beatrix, Her Majesty. So we were just going to talk about exciting favorite things about the show and all that. All right, catch you next week on... Wow. So...
Everyone should ask the That's queen true. A question.
Queen, what are some of your favorite shows? Do you like some of the the famous people or the infamous people or?
Met virtuele ontmoetingen is die leegte niet te vullen.
Yeah, I agree. I think Miguel is a common favorite.
So, Queen, what do you think? Silverlight or HTML5?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that's mm-hmm. Yeah.
I totally agree that Flash is going to make a comeback.
Yeah. I don't know if it's worth spinning that one up. I'm not going to argue with the Queen.
So who would be your dream guest for us to have on, Your Majesty? But I don't think Superman is real, Your Highness. I think he's a comic character. We'll try. Yes.
And Clark Kent as well. Yes.
So maybe we should all go around and talk about what our favorite things are, and we can compare to see if they match up to the royal.
That's true.
Standard.
Well, I definitely like Kevin, you were saying too. I like these big shows where we've had a lot of people on. Like there was the Presentation Pattern show that was a lot of fun, and then recently the Mono show. It's cool to get a huge bunch of people together and like somehow it all sort of works.
I like the fact that we don't have the usual kind of podcast guests on a routine basis, that we get people that we've never even heard of on just because they sound interesting. And that leads to some really interesting situations, like when we had Jackson Harper on talking about Manos on Mono, and discovered that Dale was developing a Heroku-like solution for hosting ASP.NET Mono apps on Linux. So that was a fateful kind of decision to have him on. And we have on people kind of before they get big, kind of, so to speak. Like we had Glenn Block on talking about MEF before anyone really knew what MEF was going to do and if it was going to ship. And then, what, 3 or 4 months later, was it? It was huge at PDC. Everyone was talking
I've been
about
noticing,
it.
Like, looking over the list, we've had kind of, I think early on, we had more kind of, like, stuff about Silverlight and WPF. I think possibly because we were, I know I was, but I don't know, I think some of you guys, too, were doing more work with it. And then I haven't been in my work as much, and so it's been kind of more just kind of checking in and seeing, like, where's it going or whatever. But I thought like early on Presentation Patterns, I thought talking to Laurent Bonnion, he's going to put an MP3, I think, of his name up on his site, and I can just paste that in the future. But
I think that would be good. Anytime anyone tries to say Laurent Bonnion,
right,
we'll just paste that in.
Yep. So, and then I've noticed also too, over time, we've been picking up more both mobile development and JavaScript, which I guess is kind of indicative of those are some big emerging things in development. So that's where some of the excitement is.
We have a shortage of team systems.
It's true. Shows. We're not team players.
Team foundation server.
We did have one.
We can paste in a sound of crickets playing there.
Jeff Atwood at one time was a team system MVP, so we should have leveraged that when he was on the call.
I thought he was the Spotwatch MVP. No?
We've had a couple of debate shows. I think those are more kind of earlier, but like we had, for instance, we had the Alan Stevens and G. Andrew Duthie debate. And that was on I don't know, the real software development versus Microsoft Bubble Development, I think was what it was called. So that was an interesting one. And then we've had the, I guess, the presentation patterns one. There was some debate going on there. And we've definitely had our share of debates about, you know, the Silverlight versus not Silverlight viewpoints. Am I missing any others?
So the one piece of feedback that I've always gotten from people whenever they come up to me and realize that I'm on that show with the three smart people is they always say that they love the ones where it's just the four of us jabbering.
I like those the best myself. Well, maybe not the best, but I like those.
I think I like a mix for two reasons. One is because it's hard to think of interesting stuff to say every week and to know anything we're talking about. Whereas when you talk to interesting people, you can ask them questions and stuff. And then two,
I don't think that's ever stopped us.
True. And then two, it's been a really cool excuse to talk to some very interesting people. Like, I mean, within a space of, you know, months talking to like Eric Sink and Miguel and the other Mono guys and talking to like Drew and Rob right before they kind of merged in with the whole new pack / new get thing and Allende and Jeff Atwood and just this huge range of people. I mean, and that's just only recently. So I think that's been like a huge bonus, is just kind of an excuse to talk to all these really interesting people.
Yeah. And that was originally not what I was envisioning the podcast would be. I probably didn't really know what the podcast would be, but you know, it wasn't like I went into it thinking, oh, this is going to be an interview show. But,
and you waited 100 episodes to complain about it.
Damn it. That's it. We got to cut out of the interviews. I want to just talk all the time, just me.
And we can tell from the way you wait until the last 10 seconds of the show to jump in.
But I think that's been awesome. I mean, like you say, I think, you know, just talking to some really smart people about really interesting projects is, I've learned a ton.
I like our awkward pauses the best.
But those are just for us, because John cuts all that out.
I was thinking of some of the special things I cut out. There's definitely the awkward pauses, and I can automate cutting that out. And then, like, with the different people, there's, you know, different, you know, mannerisms and stuff. And then, you know, there's just, like, I remember Drew had the definitely thing. Or was it basically? He said basically. Miguel always says, you know, like, 500 times in a sentence. Eric Sink with his poor cough. He was coughing like crazy. I had to edit those out.
But nobody says I-O like Miguel de Acasa. I can listen to him say I-Yo like 100 times in a row and never get tired of it. I think it should be required that you have to say I-O, input-output, with a Mexican accent. I've said my piece on that now.
I have to say, though, nothing is quite like... Did you guys watch the Silverlight Firestarter today? Nothing is quite like the guy who said actually. Did you catch that guy?
Actually, which guy was that?
It was maybe the SAP guy. Anyway, it was, I mean, literally every other word was actually. It was kind of frightening. And so we're actually showing the actual UI in the actual browser. And it was a little bit crazy.
No, I heard that Silverlight was dead, so I didn't tune in.
Oh, boy. You know, did you guys watch Jesse Liberty's talk on that? He was talking about data binding, which doesn't sound all that interesting, but it was really funny, and it reminded me we got to get him on sometime because he's a crack-up. So I was thinking it's kind of interesting how shows pop up. Like sometimes we'll think, hey, there's this thing. This is neat. We should talk to this person or whatever. We've kind of already talked to all of the people that we know directly, it seems like, or many of them. So a lot of them come up from, you know, reading something and saying, hey, I wonder if we could get a hold of this person, or somebody saying, hey, why don't you talk to so-and-so about this thing?
Well, yeah, it's kind of the people that we get always kind of surprise me. Like when I think it was you or Kay Scott that popped up with
that
John
was me.
Udell.
Yep.
Yeah. And we were all kind of like, really? Okay. All righty. John Udell's with Eric Sink kind of surprised me. because he is not a software legend.
That's right.
Larry O'Brien was another one that he was one of those people that I knew, but I didn't know I knew. I'd read his articles and writings before, but I didn't realize that I didn't make the connection. Oh, that's the same guy who's writing for the paper. I see.
Yeah. Yep. I think that's been it's been really interesting from our side. And I think those are some of the more higher, the more listened shows, because they break out of the just Microsoft developer group to, people all over the place are interested in what all those folks are saying. So, but that does bring up.
I think that brings up our, I think our most listened show. Well, I don't know. I think the most listened show was the one with Brad Abrams and Tim Heuer on the Silverlight 2 release, which was, 3 weeks ago? As quickly as they released.
No. I'm actually looking at the stats right now, and from what I see, the most listened show, Speak the Devil, is the Victory in Software Development. I'm pretty sure that is the most listened show.
I was going to say that was the one I think we got the most comments on, as far as people saying how much they loved it.
That one had roughly, I think, 13,000-ish listens, which is more than most of our others.
They finally discovered what the three of us already knew, that listening to the dulcet tones of K. Scott Allen for a good hour is just the ultimate in relaxation and information.
It's also possible that it got picked up by a history class or something. It's required listening for the University of, Texas.
You think some high school kid was trying to cram for the SAT?
All of them.
Did a Google for
every
Civil
single
War and...
high school kid of all time. Yeah.
Poor kid.
Yeah, early on, some of the top shows, we had Jeff Atwood, Chris Tavares, Brad Abrams, and Tim Heuer and Glenn Block show. And then that was in 2008. In 2009, it's fun to listen to someone read logs, isn't it? In 2009, the top shows were...
See? Scott, read them.
2009, believe it or not, the show Search with Bing and Wolfram Alpha was big. And then Victory in Software Development was already starting to get some listens with 7,000 that year. And then John Udell and Mistakes and News Recap. So whatever. And so that was 2009. And then 2010, we tacked on another 13,000. So it's 20-some thousand listens to that Victory in Software Development, which is awesome.
So seriously, the Bellware episode.
Yeah, surprisingly
there even, because everyone always complains.
Yeah, what about the ex Microsoft one? That seemed to be the most controversial.
That was the one that people.
It was definitely
to hate,
controversial,
yeah.
But I don't see it in the top 20 some shows of 2010. So I've got Victory in Software Development for some reason. Firefox 3 released is still getting a lot of listens. And then James Avery and Rob Connery and the Drew Sellers and Rob Reynolds show, and then Jeff Atwood, Julie Lehrman on Entity Framework. So, but.
Oh, and as an aside, we definitely need to have Jeff Cohen on again. Maybe doing a talk about education and teaching styles and stuff, because he is all over that. I met him while I was in Chicago over the summer, and he's doing a whole lot of training and free classes and education all around Ruby and stuff like that. But he's a very cool guy, very, very passionate about
teaching. That brings to mind something else that I was thinking. It's we had shows talking kind of about the controversy side or the, Ruby versus whatever else, but we didn't ever really have a show just on, hey, Ruby 3 shipping, what's new, what's exciting, talk to somebody that's, an expert with Ruby, and just say hey, what's new and cool in this?
Do you mean Rails 3, John, Mr. Microsoft?
Ruby 1.9.2 with Rails 3. Sorry. Yes. but yeah, I mean that might be kind of interesting to actually talk technically about some of these other, techs.
Well, the thing that I thought was the most interesting is that outside of Ted Leung, we have not had a single Python dev on.
Mm-hmm.
Never. And we didn't even talk to Ted about Python. We talked to him
Newtons.
About other stuff.
The Newton. Yeah, and
yeah.
And
he
Chandler.
Worked on the Newton, and he's on the Chandler and the Apache Software Foundation. And what was funny about that podcast, well, not funny, haha. But it was like we asked him kind of, you know, so what should the Microsoft community to do to get more into open source? And he kind of outlined the way that the Apache Software Foundation did it and how they laid up a foundation and did this. And then, like, what, 6 or 8 months later? When was that? Time has absolutely no meaning when you have young kids. It's like it could have been months. It could have been years.
I think it was a while, but yeah.
But anyway, the CodePlex Foundation.
Oh, yes.
Comes
yeah.
Out.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that we influenced that, you know, what we did, but I'm just saying that it was...
That was my
right.
idea.
It was all Kevin, yeah, it started. It was just one of those things where we kind of were looking forward and thinking, you know, hey, this has got to happen somehow. And we had on somebody that we thought we could talk to about it, and apparently other people thought it was a really good idea, too.
I'm adding K-Scott in VSL. True to form, K-Scott is in his hotel room.
Live via satellite.
Hello, Scott.
Yes, I'm here.
So awesome.
This is the worst internet ever.
Your phone service isn't all that great either.
Oh, jeez.
Apparently, dialing the hotel phone stabilized your internet service. So maybe we should just keep trying to call.
The lady in reservations that we reached was like, oh, time to reboot the server.
You know, she's probably downloading torrents. And when we got a hold of her, she had to pause them all and stop.
Right.
Or maybe she's streaming Netflix or something. And that's why the connection got better.
Give her a piece of my mind.
Yes.
So
tell her, you know, General Lee at Antietam did not stream Netflix while I was trying to record a podcast.
So on my recent trip to India, I was in a hotel room and the internet would not connect and it kept screwing up and stuff. And so I called and I'm like, look, I did this and it keeps dropping off and all that.
Did they have you call their help desk that just happened to be outsourced to like Indiana?
right. That would have been awesome.
Some guy with a Midwest twang answers, yo, this is Bubba.
No, but he went and rebooted the server. And then he's like, how's that? I'm like, yeah, it works. Yeah, thanks. That was the same hotel that when I plugged in my laptop power converter, after checking that it was the right voltage and all that, I plug it in, it sparks a bit, and then now my laptop will, like, charges half the time. It's not the laptop, it's the charger. The charger is not happy.
Now, did you make sure you got on the all-male train so that you didn't get broken? Or did you have to take a train anywhere?
I did not have to take a train anywhere. Oh. But with all those flights anywhere, I got my share of the groping. I've come to terms with it.
Yes. What's a little radiation to a guy who used to work on a submarine? Right. Go ahead, get the backscatter.
I'm a fan of the backscatter. It kills some of the germs, maybe lice, if I had hair. So I've wondered in terms of shows, too, if we should, like, how we should come up with who to talk to or what topics we should talk about better. Because sometimes we get recommendations. People write in or send things in.
Yeah, the stalkers.
The stalkers.
Comes down to a... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that maybe we should do a... If we were to do a 4-episode-a-month or 3-episode-a-month standard, kind of do, you know, one interview show and two us shows or something like that. Break it out so it's more regular. But then again, what we've been doing works fine, too, so... I cannot complain about anything. These headphones are heavy.
Well, that's a complaint. I've got another complaint coming up, actually, on my computer system. Matthew Podwasaki is calling in saying, what, I'm not the special guest for all the material I give and for what? And he thinks he can compete with Queen Beatrix. I told him I could add him in if he guilted me enough, but...
He is taller.
He is taller.
Yes. But she does rule a country.
It's a small country.
This is true.
Well,
should we talk about...
Queen, what are your thoughts on JavaScript? Just have to work that in.
Are you a fan of Node.js? Or...
are you excited about the possibility of writing SVG?
Yes! Not much for me to talk about with that anymore. It's just, it is. It's out. Now we have to see if people actually use it.
Well, now, Don XML, Don, oh man, I'm going to screw up his name because I can't remember
Demsack.
Right now. Demsack, that's right.
You gotta love picking a name that goes with something, you know, like Don XML or Jesse Liberty went with Silverlight Geek, or there's, you know, like you peg yourself to a, didn't somebody was like .NET something or whatever, and then they decided they hated .NET and they were like
some idiot chose Lazy Coder. What kind of, I don't
right.
know what
to get. See, you know what I'm talking about.
So no lie, I went through an entire evening talking with Pete Brown. And he did not know who I was because I introduced myself using my real name. It was like 3 hours. We're sitting there chatting, conversation. I'm giving him crap. And he's like, why is this guy that I don't know giving me crap? And then as they're all leaving, Hanselman tells him, you know, that's Lazy Coder, right, Scott? It's like, what? He had to come running back in from the car to introduce himself. I didn't know that was you. Like, dude, I introduced myself. Yeah, she used your name. Well...
yeah.
I have a name. My mama gave it to me. She said to use it.
But you didn't. That's what you did wrong.
If I had known then that people were actually going to listen to me, I would have picked
Queen,
something
are you
better.
Upset that there's not a widely used JavaScript framework known as Beatrix? Because it seems like a good name.
Zonder enig bijgevoel.
Doesn't it seem like a good code name for something? A programming language? Something?
Or a nuclear deterrent.
Sure. Is it?
No, but it sounds like a good
name
for one.
The Beatrix Conundrum. Something like that. It's a Ledlam novel.
Oh, I was wondering if the queen was going to have what a the? Nest in the royal palace.
Was that the goat? Was that a duck? What
was
that?
Great. That was my cell phone vibrating because of an incoming message.
Should we all text K. Scott now?
I think only you know the answer to that.
I think that does remind me. I think the one special guest that we're really missing on this show. Can anyone else guess? Yep. The birds.
For summary? Oh.
The birds, yeah. Maybe yeah. I can paste them in.
You know, the batteries in that clock died, so... have to replace those before birds come back anyway.
So we
not like you ever at home anyways, Kate Scott. So.
We've added a donate button to the site if you want to keep the birds alive.
That's right.
Batteries,
we'll have a pledge
donate
drive
to the bird clock fund.
So I'm looking up on TripIt now so that I can find out exactly how much Kate Scott has traveled in the past year. I guess we're not friends on TripIt. Makes me sad. Oh, well.
I'm sure I invited you. I guess you
I probably did. I'd do it again, now, too. So you travel. You do travel quite a bit, though, yes?
Well, I mean, not as much as like a Brian Noyes or Richard Campbell, but...
What's the most interesting place you have traveled recently?
Recently, as in this year?
Past 10.
In the past
Past 20 years.
Over the past 20 years. Well, I was in Hyderabad like yourself. That was quite interesting.
I just have to, this is a time where I have to say this, but the driving, just absolutely incredibly awesome. Like, I had seen those videos, you know, where they're like, you see driving and you think, wow, this is some crazy street corner, you know, and then like, no, that's just some random street corner. That's how they drive everywhere. People drive on the wrong side of the road. There's animals in the street. There's motorcycles with families of five people on one motorcycle. There's tractors with hay. There's just everything going on. And it's just both sides of the street, no lanes, no stop signs, no signals, just everybody go.
There's someone standing in the middle of the road urinating. You know, everything.
And yet, I didn't see a single accident when I was there.
No, I think I saw one. But so one night when I was there, I had a driver for the whole week. I imagine you did too.
Yeah.
And I thought, I have to go out and see something. So I told my driver, well, this evening I want to go to this fort that's like in the center of the city, or southern part of the city. But it turns out to be like the busiest part of the city. So we left the hotel and drove for maybe 45 minutes. And I don't think we ever came to a complete stop for one time. And this is through like really thick traffic, but you're always at least creeping forward and like pushing through things. But the one time we come to a complete stop is because we're going through this like a 6-foot-wide gate into the heart of the city. And in this space of 6 feet, there's like 2 cars, 5 mopeds, and a cow. There was just like no room. We come to a stop. And I had like taken this approach in India of just looking out the side of the car because it was much more enjoyable than looking out the front and constantly, you know, pushing the imaginary brake and getting ready to jump out of the car. So that was the one time where I looked forward and I was like, wow. And I was really careful all week to, you know, drink bottled water and only eat cooked food and mm-hmm. get to the sport and walk around and take a little tour and the sun's going down and all these little bugs start biting me. I had all these welts all over my arm. I thought I was going to die from, I don't know.
Malaria or something.
Exactly. Yep.
I ate Indian food every single meal I was there. I did only use bottled water. I felt great the whole time I was there. And then on the flight back, I got like some kind of really nasty cold on the flight and stomachy thing. It was beautiful. So, but the entire time in India, nope, no problems. Everything was awesome.
Yeah. So. The other city I can recommend is Stockholm. That's a beautiful city.
I discovered we are actually friends on TripIt. So you've traveled less than 100,000 miles this year. So I'm not quite as impressed.
Yeah, see, it's I'm not even a 1K member. Won't make that this year. Brian Randall's done 120,000 miles this year.
Oh, I should also look up this bandwidth because this is interesting. We on our site. Sorry, I'm very much paying attention to you, but I'm also looking at our server logs.
Use that line on your wife.
So this year, 10,000 gigabytes. What does that work? 10 terabytes? Is that crazy?
That's crazy.
Really? Wow.
That's
you sure you're reading
bandwidth? Audio? Yeah. And that's for 2010. Because, you know, these are reasonably, each file is, you know, 30-ish megabytes, and then you get tens of thousands of downloads.
Getting our money's worth out of the hosters.
Heck yeah. We pay $7 a month. Can you believe that?
Seriously. Awesome. I keep telling people.
Site 5, man. Wow. So
We cannot beat that.
That's awesome. I mean, all this week, I've been reading about, you know, this whole thing with Netflix versus Comcast versus F3, and everyone's complaining about the bandwidth of streaming videos. Maybe, you know, Netflix could just post movies.
I think so. It's crazy. So we got some replies from listeners here. We got Moto Williams, I believe that's Eric Williams, and Dodegaard and Mabster and Glenn Block all saying congratulations. And Jeff Atwood wrote in, and his question, what is the deal with drivers that don't use their turn signal before turning? Which is, you know. And then we also...
What is up with that?
What's the big idea?
We're the ad wizards. And then John Sheehan thought we should have every guest on for 30 seconds. So
through the magic of editing, you can make that
happen. Right, right. Maybe there's a way to automate that. That would be the only way that would happen. And then we did actually ask...
Glenn Block, we could 60
Yes,
seconds.
Yes. It would only be fair. we'd try and cut him off at 30 seconds, but it wouldn't stop. And then, and then we did actually invite, but he couldn't make it, but Ben Griswold. And so I don't know if we've actually like publicly thanked him, but he's the guy that types up all the show notes and puts a lot of time. He'd offered before because I'd be like, yeah, this show, it's done editing. I just have to type up the notes. And finally he was like, look, let me help out. So he started typing them up, and he puts like a ton of effort. He digs up every link for everything that got mentioned and looks up everyone's Twitter handles and just looks up all kinds of stuff. So very in-depth.
That is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
We should buy him dinner.
It's true. All right.
We've added a donate button if you want to buy Duff and Griswold dinner.
I don't know if the queen ever answered my question about the Kinect. I wanted to know if the queen was going to have a Kinect in the royal palace.
In deze tijd van mondialisering.
And what? You're going to do what?
She makes the laws. She can make it legal.
Well, you know, and with the hacking stuff too, I mean, I could see you expanding it into other things like law enforcement and that sort of thing. You guys saw that video. Kevin, you sent that out. The hack with the guy training it. And
the object recognition
that
stuff.
That was just completely
so freaky.
So he's holding up like these different things and he says, "What is this? I don't know." And then talking like Hal, and then he's like, "This is a dog." And he said, "I see a dog." And then he like does that with all these things, and then he starts holding them all up, and it's like, "I see a dog. I see a cat. I see a book."
It was very impressive.
It's less impressive when I describe it. And there's cars driving everywhere. You wouldn't believe it, and goats.
In the Netherlands?
Yes.
They import them from Switzerland. I don't really know where the Netherlands are.
I don't know if it's appropriate on the show, actually, but I would like to introduce some of my new vocal stylings. No, what kind of things for the next 100-ish shows, or however many we actually do, what are some things you guys would like to do? Like, would you like to – are there any guests you think we should talk to?
Barbershop Quartet, definitely.
Okay. I agree. And then, as the Queen said, the HTML5, it would be cool to get some HTML5 guru sort of person, like Mark Pilgrim or some sort of person like that.
I think we should just wrap around. Go back, have all the same guests. We can have Glenn and then that's Jeff. Right. And
We can talk about the Firefox 3 release.
We got updated, so it'll be the Firefox 4.
Oh, I see. We've
Silverlight
got a
Silverlight 5, NBC 16, or whatever it is.
And did we talk about Chrome? Because the version numbers there move quick. I thought it'd be interesting at some point, too, if we could ever talk to somebody like, you know, maybe somebody at Mozilla, or, you know, somebody that's actually, like, working on, you know, a big, I don't know, browser technology things, or Google Chrome, or, you know, something. You know?
Yeah, that would be really cool. Somebody from the Chrome team would be really cool.
Like the Google people, they're very...
They're not allowed to, huh? Yep.
Yeah. I don't even hear the Yahoo people are a little more forthcoming. And the
Yahoo people are awesome.
Yeah, the YUI team, they're a lot more forthcoming and kind of... They're more out there, I guess. I don't see them doing podcasts and screencasts and stuff like that, but they're writing articles and kind of participating in the community.
I talked to a guy that works for Apple. I ran into him at PDC a couple of years ago, and he works on the iTunes thing, and he was describing all this crazy stack of all the, you know, what they're working with, and I was like, "Yeah, I want to come on our podcast." And he's like, "I'm not allowed to talk to anybody." I was like, "Okay." But yeah.
Do you have to always say "why" with the exclamation point, or is that "why"?
I think it's still you're supposed to pronounce it as "Yahoo."
Awesome.
With some echo, that's going to sound really cool.
You need to process that and auto tune it.
I still have yet to do the auto tune.
Hey, 100th episode.
This is Kevin Dente. This is John Galloway. This is Scott Coon from LazyCoder.com.
That's what we need to do. We need to have the guys from Autotune the News give this the treatment.
That would be so cool.
Yeah, because, you know, make that happen.
You know they have those websites where you can, like, upload your picture and they'll turn you into a cartoon, or they'll – now I saw this one. It's called, like, Face Brush, and they'll airbrush your Facebook pictures, which is great, you know, to like put on like, you know, muscles and whatever. But so maybe there should be like an auto tune service where you just upload your audio and they just, you know, auto tune it.
I see a web 2.0 startup in the making.
It is very web 2.0. Okay.
Michael Feathers.
Oh, yeah. Michael Feathers would be cool to have on. He'd probably do it, too.
Yeah, yeah. I'll send him an email.
He's big into I got to meet him once. He came up here to Seattle. And he's like, hey, anyone want to have dinner? And like four or five of us were like, hell yeah.
You know, I'd like to, I at one point really early on when we were just starting, I sent a very tentative email to Scott Guthrie and was like, hey, would you like to be on the show? And then hadn't, you know, I didn't hear back and I'm like, I don't want to bug him about it. And then, but now I hear the Jesse Liberty, who I work with, he's got him on his podcast. He's like, oh yeah, I got Guthrie on my podcast. So I'm like, I should check with him because that would be neat.
He does all the
podcasts. Not really. Can you name a podcast? He doesn't actually do them.
Didn't he do .NET Rocks and Handsome?
I can't remember.
Maybe?
I can't remember a show where he was. He's been. I mean, I'm surprised that not, but I don't remember a show offhand.
I will summon the power of the internet.
If so, it's been a while. Okay. Yeah, 2008 there was a show on .NET Rocks.
So
there have been a few.
He's an executive VP. He's in charge of a giant division. He's got a new baby. I guess he has to sleep sometime.
It's true.
We also need more Europeans on the show, but there's this time difference.
There is trouble. But it is always good when we do have Marcus Volter. That was fun talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, I was going to suggest for an upcoming show besides the all-girl one. So I started up that .NET HTTP abstractions Google group, and we've got Ryan O'Reilly and Benjamin Vander Vooten Sweeten Metten. I'm going to screw up his name.
I think you did. I'm just going out on a limb. We should ask the Queen for some help with that one.
He's the guy that did Kayak. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Sebastian Lambda, Open Rasta, Open Wrap, all that. And they've been working on kind of the next HTTP abstraction to go over the top of HTTP 4.NET. So it's kind of like a rack, a WSGI kind of interface. And so I thought that would be a good show to have Sebastian on and maybe Ryan. Ryan's in Bellingham here. He's a really nice guy. Panes of Glass on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And maybe Benjamin. So we might have to have it earlier in the day or like in the morning or something because we'd have all these Europeans on and we wouldn't want them all sleepy.
No, talking. Not at all.
Although I don't know if Sebastian sleeps. He might. but yeah, it's one of those, I've wanted to have Sebastian on for a while because he's very opinionated. I don't know if, John, I think you met him at PDC at least once. I did.
Who's that?
Sebastian.
I don't think I met him.
He was in the alt.net fishbowl that we did at the only PDC I've been to in the last 10 years. And I think you were there, but you were working.
Oh, yeah.
So Kevin may have met him. I'm not sure. You'd probably recognize him if we said, this is Sebastian. He'd say, yes, I have seen you before. but anyway, it's kind of fascinating that you know, all these people are kind of getting along and there's a huge amount of interest in the group. It's only been up since like Monday and there's hundreds of replies and like 10 threads and 79 members. Anyway, me think good topic. Mm-hmm. To sum up, you know who we should really have on the show? Steve Waz.
Are you guys talking about how to put view state back on the web?
Yes, exactly. We did create iView state on there.
So who did you say should have one? Steve
Wozniak.
Oh, yeah.
Because why not just shoot for broke? Ward Cunningham would be another interesting one. I don't know what we would talk about. We would talk about whatever Ward wanted to talk about. I think that would be it.
Okay.
Can we beat this show to death?
I think so.
Do we wrap it?
I think so.
I just want to say thanks, guys. I mean, this has been an awesome experience for me to be part of the group. And, you know, it's just, I'm really, really glad we were able to do it. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun.
I totally agree. It was kind of a, like, hey, let's just give this a shot, whatever. And it's been really surprising that it worked, and it has been a lot of fun. I always look forward to it, and it's cool. Like, especially, like, you know, with the whole work from home thing, I'm always happy to, you know, talk to other developers. But especially, like, I think it's nice, you know, like, we've got kind of a variety of opinions and kind of, you know, different things we're exposed to and stuff. So it's fun to, yes, it's good.
Well, that was kind of the whole point of the podcast, was that we would just sit around and talk about stuff that we would talk about at a geek dinner, or, you know, just hanging out after, you know, between sessions at a conference. And I think we've done that even when we've had guests on.
Yes.
In fact, Rob Connery is practically the fifth member. Fifth wheel?
That's true. How many times have we actually all met up? Was it just once?
Never.
Wow.
I mean, like, not all at once.
All of us, all four at the same time?
Nope.
I don't think we ever have. Because, I've met Kevin once.
Mm-hmm. The closest we got was Kevin, John, and I at PDC 08, I think. And Kevin came up here one other time, and I met up with him.
Yep.
And then John has been around occasionally. Sometimes he just flies in and doesn't talk to me and then flies out.
We should try to arrange some of you.
I'm starting to think Scott and K. Scott are actually the same person. never seen in the same room at the same time.
Well, K. Scott and I have met.
Yeah, yeah.
Some random thing up here, I'm sure. MVP Summit, no?
Yeah, there was something in Seattle.
Yeah, because I never go anywhere, so. The only way I meet people is if they come here. And, I have two tiny anchors.
I think I'll go back for the MVP Summit next year. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I have any plans, but.
I won't be at the MVP Summit.
Well, you'll be in Seattle. Area. Yeah.
So we just need to bring Kevin up.
Okay. Yeah, John, get him nominated or something. Him on some kind of SDR that week. You have the power, John.
Oh, I have so much power, you would not believe.
It takes
one email.
Stick him in ASP Insiders. All it takes there is,
That's true. Nominations, yeah. And votes.
I get a lot of information. I probably get most of my information from still being on the ASP Insiders list.
I mean, shit, they let me in, and I told them they were full of crap. They're bound to let Kevin in. He's an actual nice guy.
I said, hey, I'm a community whatever person. Can I get on this list of notifications we send to MVPs? And like, nope, sorry. Dude, thanks.
No.
But they don't know about my insiders list, so I can still get some information there.
Are you at least still on the Silverlight insiders list, too?
I am.
Were you ever on that? I am.
Yeah. I had a choice to go with the Silverlight MVP thing. And that was when I was doing a whole lot of Silverlight, but then I'm not really anymore, so it's good that I didn't. So, although I'm not any kind of MVP anymore anyways.
Yeah, you'll never be an MVP again, man.
You're MVP of this podcast, John.
This is true. It cannot be said stated enough.
That MVP of your hearts.
The only reason it gets out is because John edits it and makes us not sound so dumb.
And sometimes records it, too.
Sometimes remembers to record it.
So that's something that has improved a little bit over the past, say, 50 episodes. There was a streak for a while where it's like, oh, wait, sorry, random guest. Sorry, everybody. Wasn't recording.
That was actually another famous moment in Herding Code history when we had the interview with Ayande and David Penton.
Yes.
In the hotel bar at 1 in the morning, and we thought we were recording for 20 minutes, and John looks at the recorder and says, uh-oh.
and then I was like, faced with the dilemma, do I just not tell them, and they'd say later, oh, sorry, something happened? Because Ayende's a big guy.
Yeah, and he's an ex-prison guard.
Yes.
And he was kind of disappointed when you told him.
Yeah, but actually I think the second go-around was a little more clear anyways.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's what we need to start doing on this podcast.
See? It's weird, the rehearsal. And then, awesome. Okay?
Well, I want to thank you guys, too, for putting up with my bird noises and sometimes falling asleep.
Falling asleep? Wait a minute. Is that what happened?
We should post a big Google map on the site of where is K. Scott? Where's K. Scott been? For each episode, geolocate on each episode.
Oh, man.
Nova Scotia this week.
Dress him up like Waldo.
That reminds me, I have to get my Perez Hilton photograph off of Skype.
I kind of like it.
Perez Hilton photograph. I am chatting with Matt Podwasaki in another window.
He was just chatting with me. The guy's all over the place.
I'm telling you.
He sent me a message a while ago.
He's multicasting.
He's a ladder climber kind of person here.
Wow. Told me he was writing some wicked JavaScript. Actually, hardcore JavaScript. I've just stopped reminding him that it's really ECMAScript. It's just...
I think you're technically supposed to say JScript, or is it switched to ECMAScript now?
No, I prefer the ECMA standard. Okay, I think we should wrap up.
Already?
Yes. Any last words from the Queen?
Wezenlijk is de aloude opdracht. Hebt u naaste lief als uzelf.
All right, we'd like to thank you, Queen, for taking the time. I know it's very late, or maybe early, or whatever there, so we appreciate your time and continued sponsorship of our show. All right. Should I say that that's it and everything? Any last words? No. All right. Well, that's it for this week or episode or whatever of Herding Code. And catch us next time. And thank you for your continued listenership. And please keep writing in and letting us know what you'd like to hear and all that. Thank you.
And drink your Ovaltine.
Cheers to all the arsenic life forms out there.
Yeah. What's with that? That reminded me of the Andromeda strain. Was it nitrogen-based or something? Did you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But everyone was kind of disappointed because they thought they were going to announce, you know, actual extraterrestrial life.
Yeah.
So, kind of boring. Astrobiology. When you call it astrobiology, you'd kind of think that it's not Earth biology. That's what I would think.
Yeah. It's obviously someone who is wants to save their budget next
Yes.
year.
Yes.
They got to do something.
Yeah.
Can we go to Mars? No. How about the moon? No.
All right, we'll just look around here then. Oh, look at that lake.
Can we go to Arizona? Okay.
You have budget for 2 weeks in Arizona.
Not in Phoenix either.
I'll just look around my backyard a little, see what I can find.
I'll find some different life form out here. I know the teenagers grow on something out
there. Wow. The just in while we're talking about news, did you guys happen to see this? There was this bomb cache found in Escondido, California. Did
no, where?
It was like some guy making bombs with PETN and HT, whatever it is, the thing that the shoe bomber used, and all these crazy things. And it was like over the place, and like the way it was discovered, with his gardener like stepped on something and blew his leg off or something.
Really?
It was, well, I don't know. He got hurt. And then
my sister lives outside of it.
Yeah. Yes.
She might want to move.
Well, it's what's funny is it actually was like 3 miles from where I grew up and where my parents still live. So cool. And so they like went in and they're like, this guy. And then they like look into it and they're like, oh, he also robbed 2 banks in the past year. So, you know, they actually put him in police custody because they thought, you know, he might be dangerous. But it was like the largest bomb, whatever, cache found in the U.S. like ever. And then they're like trying to clean up the house and sort out what's wrong. And finally they're like, we're going to burn this house down because, you know, it's full of bombs, right? So the neighbor, they had this hearing and the neighbors are like, you know, are you sure? Like, probably this is toxic, right? What if it explodes and takes our houses down? They're like, well, we don't think that'll happen.
What are the odds?
it's pretty, like, it's... So, yeah. Okay. All right, I'm going to hang up on the two of you. Son of a...
Did you just curse out the queen?
Wow, I wonder if we should just call his cell. Do you think we should maybe just call your phone or something?
Yeah, that would be fine too.
Do you, Do you have a hotel phone line, or should we call your cell, or what do you think?
Yeah, you can try the hotel phone line. Let me see what it is.
Is it a direct line?
Well, you might have to punch
in
my room number.
Is there a payphone down in the corner you can go to? That would be senior. Can we call you in the bar?
He can't join in the jokes because he keeps dropping. Yeah, do you got a phone number?
Yeah, I was just typing it in in case the audio drops again.
Okay. All right. I guess hang up and I'll... Or wait, I guess you don't need to. I can just add that in. So I will do... You'd think I'd have this down by now. Add. And then I can paste that in. I can use the magic of cut and paste. Which works for coding and Skype.
It's a good thing you're not on a Windows Phone 7, huh?
All right, I've got that. Now I have to get to extension 3. Yes.
Thank you for calling the Townplay Suites by Marriott in Sunnyvale, California.
Now
at
we know
any
where
time
is.
During this message, you may dial the... Please hold.
Awesome.
Are you going to stay on both lines and we'll get stereo effect?
Yeah, we can see what the lag is.
It'll be kind of echoey, I think.
Is it ringing?
Thanks for calling the Townplay Suites Sunnyvale. This is Melanie Reservations. How can I help you today?
Oh, I meant to call room 305.
Oh, okay. Hold on 1 second and I can transfer it to the front desk.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, this has to go in.
I typed in the extension. Maybe I had to wait for the end of the recording.
I think we had a. I think we need to order Kay Scott some room service too.
Now we know his room.
Yeah,
I smell smoke in room 305. Can you go check on it?
Oh Lord, the
smell like hot.
The fire department was already here Tuesday night.
I don't know what's going on in that room, but I hear this banging and sounds something like a goat. And just check it out if you would.
And a whip.
My phone's still not ringing.
Hello? Hello? How do I...
Oh, nice.
If you'd like to make a call...
What a dive.
So how do I drop... Here, I'm going to hang up and call back, I guess.
Meanwhile, his Skype is totally holding the call.
That's
we're totally
true.
Wasting it.
Maybe I should not worry about that then. Okay.
Maybe everyone signed off the internet.
Okay. Kevin, I hate how that common sense gets in the way of some interesting troubleshooting with the phone line.
Well, you know, thank God he's not in Oakland.
Okay. Take five. Somebody's got like a clicking noise.
That was me temporarily.
That which reminds me of a favorite thing I'll have to bring up, but that one show where you had that squeaking noise. It was so awesome.
What do you mean that
keyboard?
One show?
Right.
The thing that kills me about the Fat Boys is, A, it's a verified account. And B, every other tweet is about a bacon salt contest.
And see that they're following you. That's kind of funny.
Well, I did find the connection. I tweeted that I had a 45 of their cover of Wipeout.
Oh, so
from like the 80s or something.
Right.
That's right.
Yes.